And the government's all-in move on Three Waters, which centralises water infrastructure to four publicly owned entities, is getting pushback from mayors from Kapiti to Christchurch. On the other side, though, a vocal minority of the mayors are praising the change. They say councils don't have resources to get their drinking water, wastewater and stormwater networks up to a safe standard, and that much of the opposition to the reforms is just driven by political calculations. One such mayor is Porirua's Anita Baker, who's on the line. Kia ora.
Morena.
So Three Waters, what's the good bit?
Good bit? Well, we have the lowest number of ratepayers to residents in the country. So we have lots more people per household, but obviously fewer ratepayers to fit the huge bills that we have going forward. So without reforms, our council simply can't afford to do what it needs to do. We've put $800 million aside for the next 30 years, and that's only half of what we need to spend.
So what is driving the opposition that is coming from other councils?
Well, a while ago, I think a lot of more people were on board. Elections are coming up, so people are starting to bail out and say, oh, no, I don't want to do this. But the minister has come out now. People have had concerns over accountability and governance, and she's now provided a pathway for this issues to be worked through. So I'm not sure why they're continuing on, because actually it's positive.
What's the election got to do with it, though? Because it would seem that for some areas that this is a valid criticism, surely, isn't it?
Well, they're saying they won't get re-elected. So people who were for it before in Identity C, say, which is our group, they're saying, well, now I won't get re-elected if I stand up and put this above it. Well, the issue for me, it's not about re-election. This is too important. Quite simply, my ratepayers cannot afford to pay the three waters we have. I have got leaking pipes, leaking sewage pipes, obviously. There's a big one on State Highway 1. Lots of issues we cannot afford to pay for.
But I suppose from your perspective, this is also about speaking to the people who live in Porirua, and by being for this, I guess they will feel that that will be in their interests. Therefore, it's also for you about the election then, isn't it?
No, not really, because I have had lots of people ring and say, oh, that's bad, you're giving away our assets. I think the whole point is that we want consistent, reliable and safe supply across New Zealand. And there are some councils, obviously, that are sticking to the status quo, like Auckland. But there is a lot of us that actually don't have the resources to have the dream of having stopping our sewage going into the harbour when our pipes burst.
Is this something you think that... I don't know, maybe councils get more worked up about than ratepayers do, because people, I guess, just want to know that the water coming out their tap is clean and safe, and that, you know, the rest of it's going to be taken away in a timely fashion. How much do you think people care about where their water comes from?
I don't think a lot of people realise, and I don't think they realise the cost. So the cost is just going up continually. Every few months, the cost of a pipe goes up. So they just want to flush their toilets. They don't know where it comes from. People I've spoken to don't know their water comes from Rimataka. So I agree with you from that point of view. So does it matter? We've got Wellington Water running our pipes at the moment.
Appreciate your time this morning. Porirua's Anita Baker there.